Proverbs chapter 15, verse 31 says, "He who listens to a life-giving rebuke will be at home among the wise." There are rebukes that are life-giving that you can share with someone, or you might be on the receiving end, but they're well-timed, they're truthful, they're done in love, and they can be a turning point. And so in our conversations, in our relationships, we need to include life-giving rebukes. And in fact, even though they might sting a little at first, they're healing. And for the long term, they're so important. So I want to encourage you to pray for courage that you might receive and give those life-giving rebukes well. And here's a quick test. Do you talk more about people or with people? A key difference. Talking about people, they're not around, discussing them, sometimes it can lead to gossip and slander. Or do you talk with people, face to face, live, in the same room? If you're someone whose ratio is a little off and you're talking a lot about people instead of with them, it's definitely time to pray for courage. Have some honest conversations. Trust God with the results. That's true wisdom.